The art of book publishing goes back to Gutenberg, but now a New Jersey firm has come up with what it says is the first new method of bookbinding in 40 years. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. A. Horowitz & Sons in Fairfield is out with a new book cover called FlexiBook. President Henry Horowitz says the cover has raised edges like hardcover books, but it is pliable, can be bent without damage, is integrated to the book itself, and even can be washed.
It's a way for paperback publishers to upgrade their paperback line.
Horowitz says until now, the United States did not have the high-speed machinery capable of producing flexibooks at a reasonable cost.
It was invented in Holland about 50 years ago. It had been used in Holland and in other countries in Europe quite extensively.
Horowitz says it won't replace the hardcover book. It's a third option.
You have the conventional hardcover book, you have the paperback book, and this is an opportunity to have an additional choice somewhere in between.
Horowitz says flexibooks can be produced at a substantially lower cost than hardcover and still be books that will last much longer than paperbacks.
Certainly, flexi-cover or flexi-book enables the user to have a much more durable book, a book that will last considerably longer than any paperback that is out. And it will also last as long as most hard books that are made today in the trade field.
Several flexibooks are already being marketed, but Horowitz says that publishing traditionally moves slowly and is rarely innovative.
The book industry is not a high-profit industry. It's competing with all the other leisure time activities. It takes effort to read, even though the rewards are tremendous.
Henry Horowitz of the bookbinding firm of A. Horowitz & Sons. He's hoping his new flexi-book covers will catch on. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.